From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting another U.S. shooting. At least 14 people were killed and 17 wounded on Wednesday when three gunmen burst into a handicap training center in San Bernardino, California, and started shooting. This woman got a phone call from one of the victims.
She was whispering, and she said they were in a room locked up because there were shooters, and that she thinks they were in another building, but she wasn't positive.
Hours later, police shot and killed two of the suspects in a neighborhood near Redlands, California, where officers spotted an SUV in which the gunman had escaped. One officer was wounded. The third suspect was arrested while trying to run away from the shootout of the SUV. San Bernardino Police Chief Jared Burguan said two dead suspects are a man and a woman dressed in assault-style clothing.
Не уйдут в отставку турецкие руководители.
Russian Defense Ministry officials on Wednesday presented what they said was proof of Turkish involvement in an illegal oil trading scheme with the Islamic State group. They accused top Turkish officials, including President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and members of his family, of complicity in the sales. U.S. military officials say the Special Forces troops being deployed to Iraq to fight the Islamic State will have well-planned and very well-targeted objectives in both Iraq and Syria. U.S. Army Colonel Steve Warren said the Specialized Expeditionary Targeting Force will consist of about 100 troops. France's interior minister says police have shut down three mosques and have arrested 232 people under emergency laws passed following last month's Paris terrorist attacks. This is VOA News. Cameroon says its troops have killed 100 Boko Haram militants and freed 900 captives that were held by the Nigeria-based militant group. The defense ministry says soldiers killed the militants and rescued the hostages during an occupation last week along the Cameroon-Nigeria border. There has been no independent confirmation of the claim. British lawmakers on Wednesday approved a request from Prime Minister David Cameron to take part in airstrikes against the Islamic State in Syria.
The ayes to the right, 397. The noes to the left, 223. So the ayes have it. The ayes have it.
Approval came after 10 hours of often heated debate. NATO has formally invited Montenegro to join the alliance in its first expansion since 2009. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg made the announcement Wednesday during a meeting of NATO foreign ministers. Speaking to reporters following the meeting, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry welcomed the move.
Today we took another step towards the full integration of Europe and towards the common defense by inviting Montenegro into the alliance and solidifying its place in the Euro-Atlantic community.
John Kerry. The Taliban has denounced NATO's decision to extend its mission in Afghanistan. Ayaz Ghul reports.
In a statement issued Wednesday, the Islamist insurgency reiterated its resolve to continue the Taliban-led jihad against what it calls the country's occupation until the last foreign soldier leaves Afghanistan. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Tuesday the alliance will pledge approximately 12,000 troops as part of its Afghan Resolute Support mission. Afghan Foreign Minister Salahuddin Rabbani welcomed the extension, saying it will help Afghanistan grow as a stable, prosperous and democratic country. Ayaz Gulf, Islamabad.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel says Afghans coming to Germany just to pursue a better economic circumstance will be sent back to Afghanistan. Speaking to reporters at a joint news conference with visiting Afghan President Ashraf Ghani in Berlin, Ms. Merkel said Germany would meet its humanitarian obligations for Afghans who are in acute danger. New test results show that waterways where athletes will compete in next year's Rio de Janeiro Olympics are more widely contaminated than previously known. The tests indicate a possible threat to the health of athletes competing in the Games. A study of Rio's waterways commissioned by the Associated Press shows high levels of virus contamination and, in some cases, bacterial contamination along the shorelines. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.